Welcome, everyone, to the Outsource Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Gates. If you're new, thanks for joining us. And if you're returning, then welcome back. Today, we're back with Mike Snyder to talk about how large companies use OMD, or outsource marketing. Mike is the co-founder of RSM Marketing Services in Wichita, Kansas, an entrepreneurial company specializing in outsource marketing with clients across North America. Today, we talk about a number of things, including systems theory, franchising, and how an OMD works in lieu of an FTE, a full-time employee, in large companies. Let's listen in. So, Mike, thank you very much for joining me today as we talk about how OMDs work in larger companies. So, in a larger company that's dominated by FTEs, full-time employees, does the OMD fit best in lieu of full-time employee, or is an outsourced division, you know, more specific to a project? How does that look?
I think that's a great question, and I think that it gets more complicated when you're inside of a larger company. Mm-hmm. Now, a larger company has a couple of definitions, first of all. It can certainly be size. Let's say it's
Absolutely. It's a
$50 million company, $100 million manufacturing or distribution concern. It can be number of employees, you know, hundreds of employees. It can also be, you know, markets, right? We're all across the country, international. It can also indicate marketing support,
sure.
Size of the in-house team. So size, just to be clear, of an outsourced, you know, larger client with considering an outsourced marketing department in support, you know, you may consider yourself small, but you might require a large marketing team because of what
you do.
In which case you have, the question really is do you require in-house support because of your size?
I think, for the purpose of, you know, I guess maybe what I'm asking is, let's talk about the company where we're talking about size of employees. Scalability,
sure.
I think, you know, in revenue, you know, and market share, we can, you know, I think that makes a lot of sense, actually, this, you know, that OMD, you know, plays in that market. It's understanding we're a large company with a lot of full-time employees that are dominating how that structure looks like. How does an OMD work in that setting?
Okay, so I think that's a fair question. Let's just generalize it down to, hey, we're sizable enough of an enterprise where mm-hmm. we've got 3, 4, 5, even 10 maybe, you know, marketing folks in-house. So, you know, in the old days, it used to be, you know, I've got my webmaster,
mm-hmm.
you know, maybe he or she knows a little bit about SEO, maybe they know a little bit about SEM, maybe mm-hmm. they're also a technical writer.
Yeah.
Or I've got my web person, my graphic designer, and my copywriter. But the copywriter is really a technical manual copywriter. They're a technical copywriter.
Sure.
Okay. But in our outsourced marketing department, we typically have 11 FTEs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And a lot of those FTEs, most of those FTEs, really, maybe two of them do what the in-house team does. Mm-hmm. You know, we certainly have web designers. We certainly have graphic designers
mm-hmm.
and copywriters. But our copywriters are going to be focusing on probably non-technical things. So the way that we would typically integrate is, think of the word complement with
mm-hmm.
an E. We would complement the internal team of that larger company to do the things very well that they probably either, one, aren't doing, or two, aren't doing very well.
So, I mean, do you see it as, you know, in that setting where it's, okay, we're going to complement that team to pick up, you know, the work generally across the board, helping in copywriting, helping in graphic design, helping in strategy and tactics? Or is it much more that OMD is, okay, within our general marketing, we have a project, we have a specific division that we're talking about, and that's the place where we want to outsource the marketing to?
So let's go through a couple of real-world examples to help.
Great.
Okay. So, for instance, in a recent example, and it's really kind of scary once you have knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
So these large companies, and even small companies with, you know, a couple of SKUs or maybe even 50 SKUs,
mm-hmm.
right? If you do the SEO analysis, and I'm going to be tossing around some technical terms here because it does get a little tactical when you start about how are we going to augment fit with an outsourced, with an in-house team, with our outsourced team. So, you know, again, they've got a copywriter, but that copywriter is full up to her ears in, you know, product, you know, catalogs and manuals and all kinds of sales support. Okay, fine. What about the 200 long tail searches that are
mm-hmm.
occurring at the volume of tens of thousands a month for the products that they sell?
Sure.
They're not showing up in most of those searches because we need to write copy relevant to those long tail search terms. I hope I haven't confused anybody. Okay, I call it death by, you know, being pecked to death by 1,000 chickens. But you got to go through that process to win.
Being held SEO hostage here.
Kind of. And they're not doing, a lot of companies aren't addressing that opportunity. That's just one opportunity, two other quick opportunities.
Yeah.
Hey, we have a new distribution partner. Mm-hmm. Problem is they want us to do 360 videos or videos or even 360 photography on all of our products. We've got 100 products, and we need those done in 3 months. Either they have no videographer on staff,
right,
or they were using a little freelancer, and we have a whole in-house team that is industrial, manufacturing, and commercial focused. We take the products, we get those things done. They hit their schedules. They have a successful new partner, channel partner launch.
So if I'm, just to help me clarify, I'm at a large company and I'm hearing what you're talking about. What's the differentiation then between how I would picture a typical advertising agency to step in and help my large company versus how an outsourced marketing department would step in and help my company?
Well, okay, there's two answers to that typically. First of all, an ad agency many times does not have all of the resources.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't.
Sure.
A lot of times, ad agencies traditionally, and I was CEO of one, so I know, they're focused on verticals.
Okay.
Okay, so they're really qualified in the food vertical or the aviation vertical. We have hundreds of clients, coast to coast. We are, our vertical is the entrepreneurial spirit. We support entrepreneurially minded companies, mm-hmm, of all kinds. And so finding somebody who specializes in your vertical can be expensive. It can take a long time. It can also be very expensive. We tend to build our OMD subscriptions on a good value level, and then we pivot when necessary. The second thing is, ad agencies, having been a CEO of one, they just don't move very fast. It's hard to get all the machinery that wasn't born to move fast to sprint and execute and pivot. And we were built that way because from the get-go, 8 years ago, we dedicated ourselves to serving entrepreneurially minded companies that say, hey, there's an opportunity in the market, or we like that idea. How do we get that going now? Mm-hmm. Versus, let's put that on the agenda next year because we're doing a brand study for a year and consumer research is going to take 6 months.
Yeah.
Those things are good, but typically for middle market companies, we have to move faster. And we're built for serving companies of all industries quickly at a cost-efficient in-house, service level.
So, in talking about complementing and everything you're speaking about here, is OMD? I mean, is it a more hands-on process than in a company like that?
Well, that's fascinating, and I love that answer because yes, whether it's a small OMD or a large OMD, we typically have a tempo, and that's meeting with them every week. And meeting with them can mean, like we just did with another client, sitting in with this VP of sales and the CEO, sitting in a meeting with them and listening and giving strategic guidance back and forth, followed by a meeting a couple of days later with the marketing team itself talking about tactical, anti-competitive search engine marketing campaigns.
Mm-hmm.
So you can go from strategic down to tactical very quickly, even involving the leadership versus the everyday marketing team, and helping to tie and support. Because really, very rarely, when a company only has so much it can budget and resource for an in-house and an out-house team. Okay, so, you look at your key resources that you got to have in your in-house team.
Mm-hmm.
You look at flipping, whatever it is, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month to an outsource team that can pivot and provide a lot of the opportunistic and strategic resourcing that you just can't afford to have on staff.
So we've talked a little bit in the past about franchising. And franchising is always, near and dear to my heart. It's the world that I come from. So how does an OMD fit into a large corporation that's a franchisor? Or how, and vice versa, if you are a large, a franchisee. So you are a small mom and pop business, but you are part of a much larger corporation.
Well, thank you for asking that question. That's a slightly different animal, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
You got two sides to the franchise story.
Yeah.
You got the franchisor and the franchisee. And the answer is different. So first of all, the franchisor tends to act kind of like a large OMD or a large company. Whether, you know, hey, we started with 137 stores, you know, now they're up to 300, right? So, you know, you grow together. So with a large franchisor, we're very good starting all the way with the brand to, you know, audience identifications, you know, really embracing the value and the tone and personality of the brand, executing, you know, brand TV all the way down to all your POP in store, to even doing your consumer research, you know, graphic design for all the materials and fielding everything out and staying ahead, going to the annual meetings with the franchisee, actually being the outsourced chief marketing officer, giving the speeches to the franchisees. We have been that embedded with a large franchise that grew very rapidly. On the other side, with franchisees, with your larger franchisees, you can also have an OMD relationship where you're doing all of their community relations, you're doing all of their, you know, community periodical ads, or you're doing the local search engine marketing, you know, and of course a large OMD, the franchisor might also want some of that tactical support. It just looks a lot different.
Talk to me a little bit about the institutional memory in an OMD partnership with a company like this.
You know, I have to say this surprised us, you know, because we're only 8 years old. And so, you know, that's not a lot of time in the world of marketing and company history. But it's fascinating because OMDs with our company tend to be very sticky. They just really don't go away, you know. And so, but people in their careers change.
Yeah.
Sometimes in some companies, you know, you may only have your marketing lead last 2 years. And so, you know, we're the ones who are always there, you know, and I'm talking large companies, especially large companies.
Yeah.
People come and they go, and they come and they go, and they come and they go, and the CEOs don't necessarily, or the head shed, you know, they perhaps have a more sticky factor.
Sure.
Or they come and go too. And yeah. You know, what is getting recognized is, thank God, there's somebody with the historical memory.
Yeah.
Right. You know, to, hey, what did we do 4 years ago with that? Mm-hmm. Whatever. Oh, yeah, we know.
Oh, we've got that here.
Yeah, we got that.
So, final question. If there's a larger company that that doesn't utilize a partner like an OMD, what is potentially being sacrificed?
Well, you know, this is maybe the most important question of the whole interview, you know.
That's why I save it for last, Mike.
Well, ending on a good note. Okay, and let's get a little academic here. There's two ways to get things done in the world. You know, and according to systems theory, there's open systems and closed systems. Closed systems are the old, we know everything. We can just handle that.
Yeah.
We don't need any help, right? You know, no ideas outside of that system or that company. Think of a company as a system versus an open system, which is, wow, we embrace the idea that three people make a genius, which is statistically proven. Harvard Business Review did a story on it. Take any three random people off the street, they can pass the Mensa test. They don't know each other,
right?
But they can work together. So what we find over and over again is peanut butter and chocolate, or whatever you want to call it, yin and yang. You know, you take an internal team and you get some outside salt and pepper and the flavoring goes way up, and some very interesting, surprising things happen that change the wherewithal. We see it over and over again. I'm talking real financial breakthroughs based on simple ideas, whether it's branding or tactical and execution, with the channel, direct to consumer, new product development, you name it, that would not have happened in a closed system where, you know, we've, you know, hey, Warren's been here for 30 years. He's got it.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with Warren.
Right.
But Warren doesn't know it all. And no company knows it all, because the market and technologies and the science of marketing is changing so rapidly. It takes a team.
Well, sure. And Warren gets his blinders on as well. I love this idea of three people make a genius. So, Mike, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Always enjoy it.
Much appreciated.
You bet.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Outsource Marketing Department podcast, your source for all things OMD. If you have questions over the topics covered today or suggestions for a future topic, follow the link in the description of this episode. I'm Ryan Gates, and I'll see you next time.